dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother's man? Can you dig it?
Welcome you, faithful listeners. I'd like to welcome you to my show, Stone Cold Sober. You're listening to me, Dr. Tony, here on 104.6 Planet FM. Okay, you were just listening to a chap called Brian Warner, better known as Marilyn Manson. His stage name was formed by combining the names of opposing American cultural icons, actress Marilyn Monroe and cult leader Charles Manson. That was his version of Tainted Love, originally done by Soft Cell. Okay, today's show, I've decided to make it, as I do once a month, I just turn it around a wee bit. Sometimes I'll play particular genres, particular artists, movie themes, whatever I happen to choose, just to break up the normal sort of set. And one of the good things about these older sets is, like today I'm doing glam and a little bit of goth mixed in there. They're older music, they tend to be quite short songs, so I can fit in 8 songs once I stop yapping here. So glam rock was my favourite genre. Glam had a cocky swagger about it, and I'm confident in saying that it was influential to the up-and-coming phenomenon to be known as punk, both only separated by the sounds of disco. What a time to be young and alive musically, and chuck in there rock and roll, funk, soul, disco. Everything was around in that particular era, but this glam and punk really took my fancy. So I'm going to play you this next song. This is this next one is by a chap, a band called T-Rex, led by Mark Bolan, an English guitarist and singer-songwriter. He was a pioneer of the glam rock movement in the early 70s. The band woke something up inside me big time. Mark Bolan was good friends with another struggling artist going by the name of David Jones, a folk singer at the time, later to become David Bowie. They used to hang outside Savile Row in London, where all the top tailors would throw out all their discarded clothes and materials, where Bolan and Barry were waiting eagerly outside to collect and piece together their own costumes together for their own particular shows. Mark Bolan apparently committed suicide by driving into a tree in the centre of Barnes, London. There's now a memorial there in his honour. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this is his song, 20th Century Boy. Listening to T-Rex and that's their big hit song, 20th Century Boy. Okay, we're going to stay in England, and this time we're going to listen to a chap called Shane Fenton, who had a number of singles released in the 70s, 80s and 80s. He was later to become Alvin Stardust, and here he had some massive hits, such as Jealous Mind and this one, My Cuckoo. Oh, sorry, we've jumped the song. Here we go. Yeah. that era of music. God, it brings back some memories. Okay, this time for our Kiwi artist of the week. This is a band from Wellington calling themselves Space Waltz and led by Alistair Riddell. They formed in 1974. In 2016, Alistair Riddell joined a brief David Bowie tour with three other Kiwi artists, including Jordan Luck from the Exponents, Finn Andrews from the Vales, and Eddie Rayner from Spillane's. And he even had his song Fraulein Love featured in Taika Waititi's Hunt for the Wilder People. This song, Out in the Street, was a number one hit for them.
Watch out, young love. It's a loser's game. Yeah, but you know that now. Who's the lady? Who whispers lightning from her lips? Some sign of Aphrodite or a grave apocalypse. Don't ask this one for guidance. Don't ask for strength or glory. Don't follow her. Till you've heard her tell a story. And when she dances, she spins pirouettes and fire. Can't maintain defenses when the lady plays desire. Gone with our chances, all the gazes and the glances. Oh boy, he tried to follow her. To what does she aspire? She's
out on the street.
Out on the street.
Out on the street.
And she talks to everyone she meets.
Out on the street.
She's no illusion. She tells me she's right, but she knows that she's wrong.
Big ups to Mr. Alistair Riddell. Okay, our next artist is goes by the name of Vince Furnier. He was part glam, part goth, part rock, but predominantly a showman. Alice Cooper were a band that formed in Phoenix, Arizona in 1964. The band was notorious for their elaborate theatrical shock rock stage shows. Alice Cooper peaked in 1973 with Billion Dollar Babies. I still have the original album, which came in the form of a green snakeskin wallet with a billion dollar note tucked neatly inside, ready for my retirement. You don't get that on Spotify today, do you? Oh, come on, Dr. Tony, get with the times, man. Okay, get off my back. Pardon me for being an outdated purist. Alice Cooper himself was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011 and is an avid golfer. This was his big hit song, School's Out.
Choice all the girls and boys making all that
We're going to go over to New York now and listen to a band formed in 1971 calling themselves the New York Dolls, who along with the Velvet Underground and the Stooges were the first punk band of the early punk scene in New York. Sadly, like the Ramones, they didn't achieve much commercial success, but nevertheless garnered a cult following. On stage, they donned an androgynous wardrobe wearing high heels, eccentric hairs, satin makeup, spandex and dresses. A rough respect to New York in the 70s for allowing artists like the New York Dolls, their predecessors and successors, to breathe and be themselves. It was a great city for open-mindedness. This is a song called Personality Crisis.
Seen it starting to blend. Another one. Personality. When your mind starts to blend.
listening to the New York Dolls. That was Personality Crisis. We've got to shoot in quickly with these next two songs. Our next artist is actually a modern electronic duo from London, but the DNA in the song has got glam all over it. And I just had to fit it into my set, darling. Sorry. As hopefully you've realised, I know, and now I drive down my own musical path, which I'm privileged to play to you each week. This is Goldfrapp Ooh La La. Sorry, I'm going to cut a little bit short because I want to fit in the last song, which is an important song for the day to finish, and I'm fitting in eight songs today. This is an English chap who goes by the name of Stuart Goddard. He changed his name to Adam Ant and formed a band called Adam and the Ants. They scored 10 top 10 hits from 1980 to 83, including three number one hits, including this song, Ant Music. Sayonara, Dr. Tony, over and out.
Yeah, for us all. new house.